Tuned in to
Delicious. Oh,
cut.
Start again.
Again.
All right.
You're tuned in to
Lachey Show.
Perfect.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Lachey Show. Is that recorded there, brother? Everything is all good. Everything is love, love. How are you today, Danny?
Fantastic. Compared to last week, when I was on my deathbed.
Right.
This is a good week.
I think it was that oregano oil.
Okay. We're going to recap last week. For everybody who tuned in last week, this is the payoff. Towards the tail end, we were talking about oil of oregano.
Yes, yes.
And I had a glass of orange juice after the show. Mm-hmm. Shay put in literally a drop of oil of oregano.
I think it was more than a drop. It was about 5 drops.
You couldn't fill my pinky nail with the amount of liquid that you put in.
Okay.
It reeked of oregano. Reeked.
It was
the most potent concoction I've ever had. And I downed it, and as the week wore on, it got a lot better.
I'm glad you feel better.
Thank you. I appreciate it. How's your week?
My week was pretty good.
How's the shoulder holding up? How's the rotator cuff?
You know what? I'm glad you asked that. You know why? Because you remember when I gave you a percentage on how I was feeling?
Yes.
Do you remember what percentage that was?
Was it like 70? Give or take?
Maybe it was 77.
Okay.
All right. Today I'm feeling like I'm falling a little bit down in the 65 range.
Really?
Yeah. I'm
like, wait, isn't this cortisone shot shit supposed to be the cure-all?
All right. The cortisone shot had its purpose. Like, it enabled me to be functionable. Okay. So
yeah.
I can move it, right? Mm-hmm. I can, you know, wash the underarm.
Right.
Good.
That's the key.
Okay. It's just certain moves that limit me. And like, even sometimes when I'm sleeping, if I make a wrong turn, I'm like, oh!
Like, you wake up from that?
Yo, sharp pains
really?
Like that.
Ugh.
So I don't know. I might have to, because I need to be 100%.
You can't get another cortisone shot.
No, that's not an option.
What is it? Is it physical therapy? Is it surgery? What is it?
It's another orthopedic surgeon I have to see, okay? I need another opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not happy about popping anti-inflammatory
right.
pills.
I'm with
you. Know,
I'm
I don't
you
do
that.
Drugs like that, but mm-hmm. It's just got to get better. But I'm all right. Thank you for asking.
Sure.
How was your week, Danny?
My week was good.
That good was hard. Okay.
Well, not only was the oil of oregano already starting me off
that
on
hit
the right
you
foot.
Off. Okay.
Right? Second, that Tuesday, I left for Nashville, Tennessee. I was there for work for a few days. Nashville, Tennessee, you eat like I eat like it's my last day on earth every day that I'm there.
Well, skinny people always say that.
I'm not
they
skinny.
Eat.
Like, I was thinking about that when I was coming here today because I knew you'd say something.
Mm.
I'm not skinny. I'm just like, not fat.
I can't eat like you.
Oh, I can eat like me.
First of all, you saying that you're not skinny.
Yeah.
You're saying you're not fat.
I'm just filled. Like, I'm just like normal. Like, if you're creating,
I want to be normal.
If you're creating a character in a video game, I'm just like normal. Like,
I'm not normal.
Built. I'm not a little twiggy guy. I'm like just normal.
I'm
dude.
Not normal.
Sure you are.
How do you figure?
How do you speak?
Yeah, how do you figure? I'm not normal. Like, I'm a little.
Like, okay, you know,
I could shed a few.
You know when you watch the 10 o'clock news and they're talking about obesity in the United States
okay.
and they show people from the neck down? That's fat.
Okay.
Okay?
Then, I'm plump.
Then if you watch a commercial where they're showing children in another country and they're all twiggy, that's skinny.
Okay.
Those are two extremes.
Okay.
I feel like if you're kind of in the middle of that, you're normal.
Am I in the middle of that?
You're in the middle of that. What do you think you are?
I'm a little plump.
No. I don't think so.
No,
you're healthy,
oh.
as my grandmother would say.
Healthy doesn't make me feel good. That word, for some reason, makes me feel like I'm a little bit more on the plump
no,
side.
No, I think it's fine.
How much you weigh, Danny?
I'm like 160, 165.
Oh, thank God I weigh less than you. I would have felt awful.
Well, I got a physical recently too, and like I know last year when I got weighed, it was less than what it was this time, and I was like, "Fuck, I'm just gaining weight."
Oh, so what you had to eat out there?
I went to, I don't know if you've heard of it, the Loveless Cafe out there.
No.
It's supposed to be like a big stop. Like if you're in the Nashville area, you go there.
Why is it Loveless?
I don't know, because I love the food.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Loveless Cafe. It was an old motel. So the brief story that I think I was able to capture from reading my menu was this woman had a motel and it was a row of rooms. And then she kind of had this side place where she'd cook food for all the patrons.
Okay.
And it was just killer food. Okay. Now it's just a restaurant. They sell shit. I had fried chicken, mashed potatoes.
Of course you did.
It was amazing.
You had mac and cheese, I saw.
I had mac and cheese.
Was it good?
It was really good. It was. Mm-hmm. Like,
was it cheesy? Was it like mine?
Yes, it was creamy and cheesy.
Oh.
It wasn't that like they're stuck together.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
It was good.
Okay.
Really good. Yeah, they treated me really well out there.
What'd you have for dessert?
I didn't have dessert.
Oh, no.
It was too filling.
What was your choice of beverage with that meal?
Oh, you know I got a root
water?
Beer.
Water?
I got a root beer.
Oh, you indulged.
When I'm on vacation, for everybody out there, I indulge in a little root beer.
You should have put an ice cream scoop in there, made it float, and just made it really over the top.
I should have.
Like a fatty.
I should have.
Well, that's good. And what else? What else?
Okay.
The Nashville. Were you alone, by the way?
I was alone.
Oh, okay. Go
no
on.
Vagina.
Okay.
No vagina.
It was a vaginaless weekend.
Vaginaless trip.
Okay.
Then last night. Shout out.
Oh, shit.
Rahway, New Jersey. Nigel's Restaurant. Best meal I've had, including Nashville, for the last month or two.
I don't believe you.
Nigel's. Shout out to Chef B.
You know the chef?
He came out of the kitchen. He greeted me. We talked.
What kind of food is this?
It was like, how do you explain it? Like, I would say.
Black.
Yeah, black. I'd say Southern-inspired American fare.
I could imagine with a name like Nigel.
I had shrimp scampi with saffron rice. They had the best banana pudding I've ever had for
dessert.
I don't
believe you.
Holy shit, you have to go. Bring your husband.
Chef B is black?
Chef B is black.
Oh, shit.
And Chef B works in the back. His wife works in the front. It's a family affair. Rahway is an up-and-coming place. They're trying to build up around there. Nigel's and Rahway, go and thank
you
later.
Oh, they paid you?
No, but he paid me in a great meal.
Wow.
Holy shit. It was amazing. I was yelping. Like, I'm a yelper.
Right.
Reading shit. Consistent 4 and 5 stars. I'm like, fuck, we're going.
Okay. What, where?
Hmm?
Did you say where? Wait
a minute. Hold fucking on. Pronoun game she played.
I don't know. I could have sworn you said where. So you did it. You are red as a fucking
fuck you.
Bee.
I'm not.
And I know when
it's
you
hot
go.
It's down here.
Oh, it's hot?
Mm-hmm.
When you go to a place like Nigel's.
Right.
You don't go with a penis unless you're a woman.
Correct.
You understand?
Correct.
So,
yeah, there was a vagina there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. Nice.
It was a good time. Very good time.
All right. I see the volume decreased quite a bit.
Did the octave go up at the same
time?
It went down.
Nothing you want to share or anything.
It was a good night with good company. I'm sure she's listening to the show.
And that was the gist of it?
That was the gist.
Oh, okay. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
No, I just ate really well this week.
I see. It was a very foodful.
Did you have a foodful week?
No, actually. Well, we went out to eat last night. Mm-hmm. I had actually a good day yesterday. I had caught up with pretty much my day one. You know what that means?
I've learned what that means. Like, there's ride or die, there's day one.
Oh, that's...
There's all that shit. It's all the same shit, right?
All right. Well,
are there different categories?
No, it kind of falls into the same
boat. All the same person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I had a nice, enjoyable day with my day one / ride or die. And you know all of the stuff that you want to throw in the boat.
Right.
And for anybody who knows me for any long length of time, they know that I used to be with, like, all the time, my friend Nikki. Mm-hmm. Okay. And me and Nikki kind of parted throughout the years, and we were able to rekindle back. But like, I've known Nikki since I was like in high school, and it was just like, you know, catching up like old times again. Like, there was anybody who knew me, especially back in the Rhythm and Beats days when I put out my album and all of that, like, you never ever in life saw me without Nikki. Like, that's how it was.
Yep.
And anybody who knew me knew Nikki. And do I hear snoring in the background? No, I do.
It's a calming show. It's a new level.
But anyway, it was a really good time. And the bonus part of the day was that we both have daughters that are the same age.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was the first time that they met.
Wow. So when's the last time you saw her?
I saw Nikki earlier this summer.
Okay, you know, but the daughters never got together.
The daughters
that's wonderful.
You know, it was like really, really nice. Like we sat and we like, do you realize like we were pregnant at the same exact time? Mm-hmm. And I'm just so happy that, you know, she's back in my life. And it just felt like just old times again. Nice. Our daughters clicked and we went to Ararang, you know. Cute. And it was just really just an overall nice evening.
Nice.
And I think that that was one of the highlights of
that
my
That sounds
weekend.
Like a highlight.
It was.
And
it
like,
was.
You're only a smidge older than I am.
A smidge?
Smidge. But what I'm finding is as I get older, it's harder to maintain those relationships. Mm. Like, whoever you were buddies with when you were 20.
Right.
Count that list. And then when you're going to be 30, it's like, holy shit. Yeah, like, where's right. that dude at? Fuck that guy. And then you have like two left or whatever it is.
That's
like that,
right.
That's a shame. So it's good that you're able to get that person back in your life.
I feel blessed that that happened because, you know, another thing, as we get older, like you said, and even like when I'm doing new and different things, as we evolve, as this show evolves, like I don't need a lot of whole new chicks in my circle. Like I don't need it. Like I'm kind of content with, you know, my old peoples, like,
right,
because,
right.
you know, as you meet new people and, you know, it's like hard to trust
yeah,
a like, lot of different people. But anyway,
you don't know what people's like
motives
are. Yeah, what they're aiming for.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm just happy about it. And I'm glad the girls had a great time together and it was a beautiful thing. Also, another highlight of my weekend was DJ Mr. C's birthday party.
I only saw pictures and videos.
It was a really good time, Danny.
Really?
I wish you felt better. You would have had a good time.
I mean, sure.
A lot of music probably, you probably wouldn't know what the hell they was playing.
Probably
but
not.
But it was a good time. C had a great time. He had a beautiful cake. A lot of people came out to support. You know, baby daddy just got off the plane from Switzerland, came home, did the scrub-a-dub, and we went straight there. Mm-hmm. He was exhausted and jet-lagged, but nevertheless, we still had a good time.
You guys look sharp.
Thank you.
Both of you.
Thank you. And yeah, he did look good, though, when I think about it. All right, so anyway, sorry, I got a little sidetracked. So yeah, C looked nice too, by the way.
He did. I saw a photo.
Yeah, really nice custom suit he had on, mm-hmm. looking sharp. Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to check out his shoes?
No, I don't think I caught his
shoes. Oh my God, shoes were classic.
What were they?
They were red, first of all.
Really?
Yeah, they was the grown man. They was the grown man.
Like Dorothy heels?
But nah,
like,
were they
shiny?
Nah.
What kind of red?
They was the old Italian mafia shoes. You
okay.
know, you wear those, you know, you go and get a couple of drinks and then you gotta
whack somebody.
Exactly.
Right.
What the hell's happening over there? I don't know what's going on. What's that? What?
You know, so he had his nice he had his nice red Italian shoes.
He had his nice red Italian shoes. I think they were Louboutins or whatever.
Louboutins?
Yeah, Louboutin.
Louboutin? Are those two different things?
No, it's the same thing.
Red bottoms?
Yeah.
I've heard Louboutins.
What did I say? Louboutin.
Which one's correct?
I don't know.
I have a friend who owns a pair. She says Louboutin.
How about we call a store?
We should. On air. Can we make that happen? Is that a thing?
We're not that high
no?
tech yet.
Shit.
All right. But anyway, Louboutin, Louboutin, you know what I mean. The one
yeah.
with the red bottom.
Really expensive shit.
Yeah. So he looked nice. He looked very nice.
Yep.
And the only thing I regret about the party is that I didn't get any cake. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You just said the cake looked nice.
It was beautiful. I don't know what it is with black people with their cake. Like,
how the hell
that shit up.
How
like,
do you not get cake?
They wasn't cutting it.
Was it like a beautiful cake that you felt bad to cut?
No, it needed to get cut. Like, I mean, I probably couldn't serve everyone that was there, but I mean, like,
at least how do you go to a birthday party and not get cake?
It's a club, Danny. It's not like, you know, it's a house party.
I don't think I've ever been to a birthday party at a club. That just goes to show you what my life is like.
Oh, well, you're going to be going to an amazing birthday party in a club soon.
So I've heard.
Yeah, Master Ace is going to have... The 50th birthday bash of a lifetime.
I'm lucky, but I'm on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
That's another story. But anyway.
Ooh, below the belt.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it that way.
How'd you mean it?
No, I mean the bash. Like, we're going to get into that
oh,
later time.
Okay, yeah.
No, you good money. That's not.
I don't know what that means
either. No. You good money. So anyway, what else? Oh, okay. So also, I had an interview.
Okay.
This weekend, I was on a podcast called Brooklyn Props.
Okay.
And that's a podcast that's also on brooklynradio.com.
Our fellow Brooklyn Radio.
That's our family, yo.
That is our family.
And so, you know, I had a nice little chitty chat with Gavin, Randy, and Megan, and they're good people. And, you know, I wish you would have came, Danny. We talked a lot about you.
That was the height
some
of
good,
my...
Some good, some bad.
That was the height of my sickness. You gave me the shot, but I was like, I can't make it. Well, so did it? Was it predicated upon... What's the show about? Were they at, was it like a grill session? Was it just...
It was a little bit of a grill session. Yeah. You know, I mean, of course I talked about the show. And, you know, they had some questions about, you know, the Lachey era. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. when the album was out and what was I doing and how did I get my deal? And, you know, the typical
right.
interview questions.
Wikipedia questions.
Exactly. Yep. But it was overall, it was a good show.
What the hell what'd you talk to me about? Or what'd you talk about me with? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my host. Oh,
how about listening and you'll see.
Plug.
So yeah, so anybody get a chance, you know, you could check out my interview that was with Brooklyn Props on brooklynradio.com. And let me see what else was going on. Oh, you know, a little bit of sad news happened. Well, not happened, but just kind of reminded me of a moment in my past that Aaliyah had passed away August 25th, 2001. And mm-hmm. although that was 15 years ago, you know, I think about it every August 25th because I'm a big Aaliyah fan, mm-hmm. as we all know. And just kind of, you know, reminiscing in the fact, and these are the days, like, when somebody passes away that you really missed, that I miss DJ Mr. C on the radio when he used to do the old school at noon. And every time, he always gave love to anybody's whose birthday it is or anybody who passed away on a particular day. And you could, like, be looking forward to listening to those songs. But I didn't have Mr. C on the radio anymore. So I had to, you know, do my own little mix, mm-hmm. you know, at home.
Audience of one.
Yeah, audience of one. And it's so ironic because August 25th, 2001, that same exact day she passed, was my bridal shower. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
So kinda, that news kind of passed down.
Yeah. You know, I remember all of us in the club and everything. And then it's like, stop the music. You know, like one of those type of things. So yeah. Just kind of things just kind of came all together. In other good news, as you can see, I'm wearing a Lachey Show tee.
I see that.
I got some Lachey Show girl tees that came in and also the Lachey Show fitteds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm pretty excited about it, you know. I think that they're going to probably have these online. If anybody's interested, you could find, you know, I don't care, DM me. I don't know. You could personal message me, hit me on Facebook or whatever. Church is 20. I don't know how much the hats is. You know, whatever. But
depends how well she likes you.
Yeah. Hit me and, you know, we hook you up. And if you want to support and rep the Lachey Show, because, you know, we trying to take this to another level. Mm-hmm. Sorry I didn't get men tees this time. I don't it's have okay. any guy tees yet, but, you know, now it's just a woman thing, so.
We'll test it with the women, see
yeah,
how
test
it, goes.
It with the women, because, you know, those are my biggest supporters.
Of course.
And, you know, guys, if you still want the fitted.
If you still want the girl tees, we could send it on the DL.
All right, get it just, for your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it for your baby
wear
mother.
Wear it to the gym. Just
yeah, whatever. I think that's pretty much consisted of my week.
That sounds like a good week.
You think so?
I think so.
Oh, something that I just thought of. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a pretty big interview coming up.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You got your name on a shirt.
Yeah, I'm popping in these streets.
Interviewed.
I'm popping. This week I'm going to interview KG from Naughty by Nature.
Really?
Yeah.
What? What does that look?
You know who KG is, Danny?
He's one of the guys from Naughty by Nature.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a bonus.
I know.
Thank Jesus.
I know Tretch.
Oh, go on.
And then him.
No, there's one more.
Don't know who that is. You could name 10 names and I couldn't pick the one out.
It's either Michael, Sean, or Vinny.
Fuck.
Third person in the group.
I'll say Vinny.
Ah!
Yeah?
Ding, ding, ding.
Jersey Boys or no? Are they from Jersey?
Yes, they are.
See, that's why I know more than I should.
Well, I'm glad to know that. You got a little hip hop in your blood. So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
That's
and,
fun.
To air
at a later date.
To air at a later date.
Nice.
You know, we probably throw that up when I get my wisdom teeth extracted, if this ever happens. You know, so
yep.
I'm supposed to get it done, people, on September 2nd. Mm-hmm. If it does happen, I'm not going to be here that Sunday. If it doesn't happen, I'll be here that Sunday. That's Labor Day weekend. Mm. Don't you think I should get a damn day off?
Yeah.
I don't know. We asked Ike to see if that's possible. All right. But anyway.
I'm not going to be here that
way. I know. So. Danny's not going to be here for all the Danny lovers.
All three of you.
Danny's not going to be here, but it makes me think that being that you're going to miss a week, that I should really give you some complicated homework. But I think about it.
We'll get to that.
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll get to that. So anyway.
I disagree, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people been hitting me, telling me, yo, you ain't give Danny nothing hip hop in a long time. Like, you've been being nice to Danny. Like,
that's not true.
What is all of this melodic shit?
That's not true. No. Flip.
I
feel like if you're giving me a song that I've never heard of,
okay,
no matter what genre it is, that's work.
That's work?
That's work.
What if it's melodic?
I did fucking Babyface.
You liked Babyface.
Yeah, I liked it, but I'm saying, like, I don't know Babyface.
That's not work?
Yes, it is.
How you figure?
Just because there's a fucking chord progression does not make it not work. Just whatever.
Did you like it?
The Babyface song?
Yes.
Of course I did.
Did you like your homework from last week?
I did.
Ah!
I mean, that might have been the softball of all softballs.
Well, I just want to say for the record, I love when you hate it. It just makes my day.
I'm sure that makes the ratings go through the roof.
It makes my day.
The problem with that, though, is like, those are the weeks where I completely just derail the show with a horrible rendition of
You can never derail. Okay? It's believe me, it's entertainment. Or comedy.
It's either car crash
either
television
way.
Or like, oh, he did okay. Like,
listen,
two extremes.
It's comedy.
Cool.
Regardless.
All right.
So anyway, I got this story
mm-hmm.
that I came across that I thought was quite interesting since we're talking about, you know, Mr. C's fancy suit and all.
Mm-hmm.
That this dude is suing Men's Warehouse.
Okay.
Do you know what Men's Warehouse
is? I do.
Is?
You're going to like the way you look.
You got it. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Have you ever rented a tux from Men's Warehouse?
I've never stepped foot in a Men's Warehouse.
Really?
No.
Lucky you.
Why?
Have you, Dave? Have you ever? I think you did. Yeah. Men's? Was it specifically Men's Warehouse?
In Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, my God. In Pennsylvania. This is where the guy is from that I'm talking about.
Uh-oh. Go
David,
on.
David, all I got to say is thank your lucky stars, brother. Let me tell you why. Because there's this guy, and his name is Anthony Elam.
Okay.
And he rented a tux from Men's Warehouse, and he said that when he did this, it absolutely ruined his life.
Was it?
You're supposed to say, how so?
Yeah, was it hugging his balls? What's the problem? What was the problem with a nice suit from the Men's Warehouse?
All right. So let me just tell you this. He got married 2 years ago. And he said that the reason why this suit, shirt, cummerbund, whatever the hell that they gave him, ruined his life is because it was infested with bed bugs.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
He said that he suffered the entire ceremony. Could you imagine on your wedding day that you've planned for X amount of time?
You put on a suit.
You put on a suit and your ass is literally getting eaten alive.
Fuck. Really?
It's pretty nasty.
Ugh.
So in his lawsuit, he describes very specific injuries.
And I'm sure you have them.
And what do you know? I happen to have them. This is actually hilarious to me. So he suffered pruritic rash, systemic inflammatory response syndrome. Infection, exacerbation. Thank you. Of low back pain. He suffered from sciatica, other injuries involving ligaments, blood vessels, soft parts, permanent shock.
Soft parts.
Use your imagination, people. Permanent shock to his nerves and his nervous system. Pain, agony,
pain.
Serious disfigurement.
Serious?
Serious. Emotional distress, depression, mental anguish, humiliation, nevertheless, embarrassment, and this is, I think, might be the most important part, loss of life pleasures. You say what, caller?
I mean, I've been in things where I've had to sue people for like personal
loss
injury.
Of life pleasures.
Listen, I got in like a car accident where, you know, my doctor's like, hey, isn't your shoulder or, you know, my lawyer's like, hey, isn't your shoulder hurting you?
Okay.
You should go to physical therapy. And then that turns into the case, right?
Okay.
I don't deny that this guy probably was a little itchy.
But, I don't deny it either.
But I'm saying, like,
do you?
But, that's a laundry list of shit.
Well, you got to make it good. Like,
you do, right? So I'm saying,
I have a scoop of ice cream. If you're not gonna,
this
put
is a bit of a story.
Cherry.
I'm sure that this is a bit of a tall tale. I'm sure that he doesn't have serious disfigurement. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Is he the Elephant Man? What is this?
He might walk with a cane now.
That's a fucking lie. But I will completely give him credence to the fact that he puts on a suit or a tux on his wedding day.
Okay.
And that shit ruins his day. That's not a cheap investment, that whole day.
Okay.
The proceedings, all that shit.
And who wants to get bit the hell
exactly.
up all day?
Exactly. So I would say yes.
It's nasty. How
it's
about
fucking
that?
Disgusting. But, like, soft parts, all this, like, extra shit.
I like the soft parts.
It's a lot of window dressing. I like but those parts. But I feel for the guy. That fucking sucks. I would imagine his wife hated it.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you mentioned his wife.
Okay.
Because I'm not done. He says that him and his wife are unable to work. Keep in mind, they was married 2 years ago. Okay. And for an indefinite period of time. And she's also suing Men's Warehouse. Yeah, it's another separate lawsuit for loss of sex.
Is that grounds for a lawsuit?
Absolutely.
Loss of sex.
She can't have sex with her husband in 2 years because his penis is bitten up by a bed bug? You don't think that's a lawsuit?
Am I a glutton for punishment or weird shit if I want to see photos of the
I
soft parts?
I
want to
see photos too. You know
I'm
super visual.
Yeah, I need to see it.
Yeah.
Is it just the whole fucking suit, like wrist to shoulder, whole fucking, is it everything? Is it just his dick?
What do
dick?
You want to see?
I don't want to see his dick.
You want to see photos of what specifically?
I want to see the photos of the most affected areas.
The penis. I want to see photos of that. That's important information.
If they're not having sex, I would imagine his dick is fucking gross now.
Right.
I would hope his dick is gross.
Don't forget the word infection, you would hope.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like, because then if a judge sees that, he's like, oh, fuck, I'll give you, you know, blank check.
Just a number out of your head. What do you think he could get from this?
Man. Wedding day. Men's Warehouse is an established company. I doubt they're legal.
It's like people like, is it like popping still? Because I don't even know. Like, I don't know. Men's Warehouse popping?
I don't know.
No?
I don't go there.
Well, I mean, it has to be popping. David got his dad on tux from me like last year. So it must be still popping in these streets.
They're a known company though. And I would imagine they don't have like a really good legal team like some other companies that probably get sued all the time.
Like Disney?
Right.
Okay.
Shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say he could probably get a good 5-10 mil.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah. I was thinking more in the 5 range.
Okay. And then his wife, too. Do you think that 5-10 is...
Put it to you like this. We know that the whole bunch of shit on this list is probably some bullshit.
Correct.
But he did have bed bugs in his suit. Oh. He did get his ass bit up, and he should get something. Like, sometimes you just gotta, like, look at the overall picture.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's what we're here for, Danny.
That's what we do.
We look at the overall picture. Yep. We know when your ass is lying. We know when you're telling the truth. And it's like, this is the bottom line. So right. My bottom line on this is that, you know good and damn well that half of this shit didn't happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you did get bit. And you damn sure should get something.
Right.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, we agree.
Now, Men's Warehouse, I don't know if you ever read the story, but the dude that used to say, you're going to like the way you look, with that deep voice.
Uh-huh.
Men's Warehouse kind of like got rid of him in a very unceremonious
way. Why?
I read an article within the last year or two where they just kind of like hedged him out.
Okay.
They kinda,
is he the owner?
He was one of the main dudes.
Okay.
Don't quote me because I don't really know the full story. But that was some shady business with the way that they outed him. I don't have his name handy. But I would imagine.
You could say deaded too. That's not right. So.
You can say that.
Okay.
So they deaded.
Okay.
They deaded him.
Okay.
And whenever I think of Men's Warehouse, I think of that.
Okay.
I think of just how they just kind of shouldered this dude out, kind of shady.
Hmm.
And I'm like, well, this lawsuit, like, they're probably going to try to go shady. Like, oh, can you prove that you haven't had sex in 2 years?
Right.
Like, try to go really seedy about
it. How can you prove that? They're going to check her vagina?
See if something was, I don't know. I'm doing a visual right now of a vagina, but I don't really know.
So basically, basically what you're saying is that they were cutting cost all the way around.
I think so.
They deaded the main dude.
They deaded the main dude from the commercial.
They got bed bugs all up in their shit. They're not keeping clean.
So they're going to be like, prove it. Prove it was our suit.
Right,
prove
right.
it was your wedding
prove
day.
Prove it was our suit.
Show me your dick. Let me smell it. Like, they're going to want to go to town.
I feel you.
But good for Alan? Adam?
Anthony.
Yeah.
Good for Anthony and good for David. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He liked the way he looked.
All right, so what else is going on in Black People News? Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
I like Tyler Perry.
The gift that keeps on giving.
That's exactly what he is.
Isn't he?
Yeah. First, we thought that he was the gift that keeps on giving to Black people.
Yeah.
But now he's giving to everybody.
He's giving to other people?
Yeah, he's giving to white people, too.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, well, so Tyler Perry has just started a new series on TLC called Too Close to Home. Okay. I don't know if anybody heard about it, but let me tell you something. The Black people are in an uproar.
And so he didn't cast all Black people?
He did not.
Okay.
He casted 99.9% white people, and Black people are not happy about it.
And what say you, Calder?
I say... Before I get into this, I'll just say this.
Okay.
Y'all gonna leave Tyler Perry alone, okay? That's what I'm gonna say. Leave him alone. So why do he wanna cast all white people in his show? Like, I don't see what the problem is. Like, we talked about this a little bit in our pre-production meeting. And I try to take the stance of the angry Black person and try to understand where they're coming from, especially in this type of situation, because... You know, I've been an angry Black person a couple of times, too.
I'm going to jump in right here.
All right, jump.
Is the stance of the angry Black person just to immediately take the side of, hey, like that kind of thing? Like, hey, what about this? And hey, you're turning your back on that. Like always to just kind of be kind of like.
Well, I'm going to tell you why I think that we're angry.
Okay.
Not me per se, but I'm saying, you know, as a whole. Right. Yeah. They're angry because. It's been a long time that Tyler Perry has been employing Black people, keeping us afloat when a lot of times the Academy or white Hollywood would not have hired us.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that Hollywood is predominantly white. And Tyler Perry just gave us an opportunity for a long time to eat. That's what they're mad about. And right now, he chose to do an all cast of white, you know, actors, and I really don't have a problem with that because Tyler Perry is a creative. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So, if you're a singer, you want to be able to sing about what the hell you want to sing about. As a film director, you should have the right to film or direct whatever you want to film about. That's the beauty about this country. You can have the freedom to do what the hell you want to do. If I want to sit up here and write a short story about Asians, I should have a right to do it without being criticized by my own people. So if you're asking my opinion, I feel that, yo, lay up off of Tyler Perry. Like, leave him alone. Let him do what he want to do. We got a freaking Madea movie coming out at the end of the year. Like, he got you. he got you covered. All I'm saying is, I don't have a problem with it. Hmm. I don't have a problem with it.
Do you think it's the whole idea, kind of like what I alluded to, like Tyler Perry, if I'm a Black person, Tyler Perry is ours. And then with him kind of making a white show, it's like he becomes less ours because he's kind of going more on the other side of the fence.
Could be. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't disagree with that. I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, why are you trying to stifle his creative because he want to do something that he want to do?
When you first brought this up to me, my first thought was Spike Lee.
Right.
Who is probably on par with just like a black entertainment lover identifying with Hollywood. They would think, okay, Tyler Perry, Spike Lee, right? Like, I'm just thinking like Black actors, Black directors. Spike Lee made, 25th Hour in 2001. Who was the star? One of the whitest guys on earth, Ed Norton.
Right.
Great actor, but nevertheless, that was your lead.
Right.
I don't remember hearing shit about that. Right. And like Spike Lee is, if you're going to say, is he a white director, Black director? Like he's a Black director.
Right,
he's
clearly
made very racially driven type pieces. There was never backlash about that. And why Tyler Perry's getting the third degree after he's built this.
I mean, like, and another thing that just came to mind, not to cut you off, but another thing I just thought of, he created his own freaking movie studio.
Yes. Yeah. He is a conglomerate.
Right, like, you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, back up off of Tyler. Let him do his thing. Like, y'all got For Better or For Worse. What else they got? The other joint that we was watching. I don't know for the life of me to the thing can't come to mind. But, and by the way, the reason why I said 99.9% is because there's like one black woman in the cast. But
it's Madea, right?
You're an idiot. But I heard that like after the first episode, she's going to get killed off. So, you know, people are just pissed about it. They're pissed about it. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, also, you look at his in his line of work.
Right.
If this is just the one line item that's not employing 87% or more black people, like, it could be worse.
Yeah, you know? It's not that serious, people. Let him live. Don't worry. He's going to make another black movie. Relax. Another thing that I wanted to, speaking of black and white stuff, mm-hmm. we thrive on this.
What we do. That's what we do. This is our lane.
You know why?
Why?
Because we're black and white.
That is.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, a supporter of ours on Facebook, Elvis Madour. I want to give a shout out to her because she's always posting Lachey.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support. She's always posting stuff and saying that she's a fan of ours. But she had posted something funny that I kind of like wanted to run through real quick. It was black and white parents.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a whole list of things that something that a white parent would say and followed up with a black person.
Okay.
Parent.
So we'll tee it up with the white parent.
Okay.
And then we'll hit the double or the home run with the black parent. Okay. And I can say, this is my life. these things that we're going to read are pretty fucking spot on.
Okay.
So
you going to be the white parent today?
I will.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Today, yeah.
All right.
I'm better with that role play.
All right.
So, okay, honey, if someone hits you, you go and tell the teacher. White parent.
Okay. And the black parent says, if someone hits you, you hit they ass back.
Okay.
All right.
White parent. Now, go in your room and think about what you've done.
Okay. Black parent. Go to your room and get ready for this ass whooping.
Now, is this true to life?
Very true to life.
Like, you live that.
Lived. I'm grown now. I've lived that life. You act up. You don't need to think about shit. Get ready for this ass whooping.
Yeah, one of the really weird cerebral things about white parents is they want self-reflection at a really young age.
Oh, okay.
Like, you don't have anything that you really have to do when you're 7 years old. You know, like, they already pick out your clothes for you. They feed you. They might wipe your ass if you're not fully there. But go to your room and think about what you've done. You don't even know what the fuck you think about during the day. You think about cartoons, and that's it. But think about what you've done. Like, that's too heavy for a white child.
And while black kids are in the room, we're thinking about shields.
Right.
Something that, like, what could we do? Can we put books in our pants? Like,
But that speaks to a child. Like, I know that I don't like fully agree with hitting children.
Right.
But
fully?
Like, a child will understand. If I do X, I will get my ass beat.
Right, there's repercussions.
That speaks to a small brain.
Absolutely.
Whereas, think about what you've done is not on my fucking playing field at that age.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
That's all to say. White parent.
Okay.
Good morning. Time for school.
Okay. Black parent. Get your ass up and you better not miss that damn bus. It's like...
No warm tones.
For what? You know what you gotta do. You set your alarm, you get up, and if you miss that bus,
you're fucked.
It might be a problem. I don't see anything wrong yet. It's kinda head on so far.
And this is like a tapestry of your childhood right here. Just straight up.
It's like yesterday.
Fuck. Okay.
Only that we didn't have school buses though.
Yeah, you know where I live and you know the school that I live near.
Right.
My walks to school were about 5 minutes. So it was nothing. Yeah. Anyway.
That was the life.
White parent.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're heading to the store.
Okay.
You can pick one thing from the toy aisle.
Are you kidding me? Okay, so the black parent says, we're about to go to the store. Don't ask for shit. And pretty much the response would be, okay.
See, that's not to say that every time we went to the grocery store, my mom was like, pick something out. But there was a rare occasion where she'd say, okay, you know, get this little, like, I'm talking $5 and under.
Mm-hmm.
You can get something. And that was like Christmas.
Listen, every time we go to the store, don't think you're getting shit.
Right.
It's just like that. Like knock it off.
Okay.
We still got more here?
Yeah.
Okay.
White parent, please stop crying.
Oh, God. Black parent, what you crying for? Shut up before I give you something to cry about.
I'm getting a lot of head nods off camera, too. Like, yeah.
But there was an inquiry. Right?
Right.
It was like, I mean, what are you crying for? Listen, I'm not in the mood. Right?
Now,
I think it was fair.
I don't think my sister's up on the Lachey show. She
has to watch this.
She's maybe
episode.
A couple episodes back.
Listen,
but
I think this episode is a must.
This is one where this kind of resonates with me. My sister has a couple kids, and I see that how that parenting style works, which is like, you work with the kids. You know, I'm your pal, and we don't really implement rules. We just kind of work together, and we have calming tones and nice voices. Like, I'm not going to ask somebody to stop crying. Especially, again, it goes back to, this is a feeble young mind.
Correct.
They're not going to process, maybe I should stop crying and maybe think. Like, no, like.
Yeah, shut your ass up.
Right. Right. I feel like maybe this black parenting thing is maybe more effective for a young, impressionable mind.
Right.
Because it's like, it's almost like you're talking to a dog. Like, if you're talking to a child, like, a child will not, like I said, reflect on self-reflection and, like, why did you do this? And
exactly.
Please stop. Like, no, a kid's visceral. Like, a kid's going to respond accordingly.
Exactly. Nobody got time for that.
That's all to say. White parent.
Okay.
You embarrassed your family for fighting at school.
Black parent. Who won? Classic.
I like that.
Classic.
I like that a lot.
Oh, God. It is so, so fitting. But, anyway.
But so if you're going to say if that's 0 to 100% accuracy, where would that fall?
I would say 98%.
That's pretty for me, probably 98%.
I like that too. And what another black and white issue.
Yes.
That has been going on. It's been going on for a while now, actually.
Yep.
And it was about the actor / director, Nate Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about what's going on with Nate?
I have.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try my best to give you the gist about what's going on with Nate.
Okay.
So Nate Parker is an actor / director. Like I said, he has a couple of movies. I'm trying to see. I should have had done my homework a little bit better. But anyway.
I do my homework every week.
Oh, yeah? So what movies did he do?
Well, he did Beyond the Lights. He did The Great Debaters.
Oh.
He did The Secret
Arbitrage.
Life. Secret Life of Bees. Didn't he do that?
Exactly.
See?
Very good,
I know
sir.
My shit.
Very good, sir. Anyway, he's a pretty known director. And in the past, 2001 to be exact, he was prosecuted with a rape charge.
Yep.
Him and another dude. And overall, he was found not guilty in this rape charge. I don't know what charge his friend got or whatever, but he got a movie coming out that's titled Birth of a Nation. Birth of a Nation is about the slave Nat Turner. And a lot of white people are trying to boycott this film, prevent it from coming out because of this rape charge. The big deal that's going on now is like, why are we making a big deal about this rape charge? Because he was acquitted. He was found not guilty. And we're still talking about this. Now, we're going back to when we get a situation, when we hear a story, it goes back to what do we overall think about the situation? And I'll tell you what I think about the situation. Of course, I wasn't there. I have no proof. I have no specific details of what happened with this rape case. I'll tell you one thing. It was between him, another dude, and a white girl. My personal opinion, I feel like something happened. Okay, don't forget me, but don't start coming at me because, you not defending him or whatever. He got found not guilty. What's the problem? What else do he have to prove? Okay, well, guess what? Not too long after he was found not guilty, the white girl killed herself. That means she went through something. Something happened. I'm not saying Nate raped her. But I'm saying something went down that night. So it was a feeling that she obviously felt that she couldn't live with. Do I feel that we should be out, not we, because you know it ain't me, it's the white folk, out here boycotting Birth of a Nation? Absolutely not. One thing has nothing to do with another. I feel that the reason why everybody's in an uproar and trying to quote unquote boycott this movie is because we're not trying to prevent this man from coming out with his movie. They're trying to prevent the message.
The movie itself.
Correct. Which, in my opinion, is an extremely important message. Now, for those who don't know who Nat Turner was a slave. And Nat Turner was sick and tired of constantly watching Black people, his people, being beaten, killed, et cetera, tortured for that manner. And he decided to try to gather a whole bunch of slaves to escape slavery. And in the interim, he killed 55 to 60 white people. So you already knew during that time they was going to get him. But as far as African Americans go, he was considered a hero because he was a person that took a stance. Nevertheless, we already know how this story ends. They got Nat Turner. They know they was going to murder his ass. And they actually, in turn, after that, have killed hundreds of Black people after that. And I guess the punishment, oh, you going to try to...
Retaliation for
exactly.
his actions.
So, it was a something that struck me as interesting was they got a hold to Cheryl Boom Isaacs, which is the president of the Academy, and Cheryl Boom Isaacs so happened to be Black, and they asked her opinion, like, you know, how do we feel about this movie coming out? And she took a stance and she said, I don't feel like his personal life has absolutely nothing to do with this movie. We should give the movie a chance and we should see the movie. What I was upset that I was upset that they didn't ask Cheryl Boom Isaac, would you feel that same way if he was found guilty? You know what I mean? I don't know if it would make a difference.
If he was found guilty, he wouldn't have been making movies the last 15 years.
I don't think that's accurate. You know why?
Why?
Because we got somebody like Roman Polanski.
Right.
Okay. That was totally guilty and convicted of a rape charge. A 13-year-old girl.
Right.
Okay. And he did 42 days in jail and he was released on bail. And when he was released on bail, he caught wind that a judge said, you know what, we're going to throw the book at his ass and he's probably going to do life because he admitted that he raped a 13-year-old girl. But then when he found that out, he fled to France.
That's what you do.
Okay. And since that charge...
Awards out the ass.
Oh, award! He's got...
good movies out the ass.
Good movies. He done The Pianist. He's done one of my favorite classics of all time, Oliver Twist.
Yep.
And he's received...
He's celebrated.
Oh, he's celebrated. But so
I think if you don't think this has more to do with the movie content than the man directing it, you're either white, stupid, or just plain ignorant. That's the truth. The truth is you have pieces of shit like Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson is a walking Nazi. He really is. He created movies that were, you know, we're just telling the story here. But he's a guy who was spewing hate.
Right.
You have a guy like Woody Allen,
who's pedophile.
Say what you want about him, but he has his own sketch past.
Okay.
Okay. These are guys who were celebrated, bringing in millions. They don't fucking bat an eye.
Right.
But another fucked up thing about this that I don't like is Birth of a Nation was based on a book. The fucking original movie came out 100 years ago.
Right.
It was a silent film. Like, Birth of a Nation is a historical text in the United States, mm-hmm. I would say. And how dare somebody say we don't want to do it and like just paint it as this guy had a rape charge? Like, it's just stupid.
I agree. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, the man was acquitted. Period.
Right. That should...
Why are we still on this?
That should take it off the table.
Why are we still on this? So it just kind of bothers me that, I mean, you know, I know. I feel like everybody knows that this is not about the charge.
I think it would be wonderful to see if Spielberg went into an office and said, hey guys, we're doing Birth of a Nation. What would happen then? If George Lucas walked into the room and said, guys, we're doing Birth of a Nation, what happens?
There's one actress, I can't think of her name right now, but she's like 93 years old and she's one of those, you know, actresses that's on the board.
Right.
And she's like, well, I definitely feel like this movie should not come out. It's just, it's horrible. She's a horrible person. And why? Like,
oh yeah, that's stupid.
It's like, no matter what the situation is, and people talk about us all the time, like, yo, you know, y'all be talking a lot about race a lot. Because that's what people, it's so much that we want to say, Well, not we, because we talk about anything the fuck we want to talk about. But it's so many things that people in the world, white, black, yellow, whatever, that you want to say something, but you don't say nothing. Like, speak up. It's okay. We could talk about it. Like, we black. I'm black.
We black.
Oh, no. Okay.
My we bad. Not black.
We not black. I'm black. You're white. Like, yeah. We know that we're different.
Right.
We know that there's things in the world that...
And we have differing opinions on things related to race, but when shit makes total sense like this
is
race
what
does not exist.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So, you cleared my point up completely.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you got maybe a high-profile dude, even if it was Spike Lee, let's bring it back to that.
Okay.
If Spike Lee went into a room and said, you know what, this is a powerful message, we're in a point in this country where this type of movie needs to be made.
Right.
What do they fucking say to that?
Exactly, because you don't got no past on Spike Lee. Spike Lee ain't raped nobody.
Spike Lee is bulletproof. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a guy who brings in the money. He has a social consciousness about what he does. Like, it's fucking stupid.
And, you know, not to go back to what we was talking about last week about award shows and everything, but this is why our award shows are created, Danny. You understand what I'm saying? This is why we have the BET Awards. This is why we have, you know, the Image Awards and all of that other stuff that we create, because it's a lot of times that as artists in this industry, we're not acknowledged properly.
Well, what's fucked is
it's not fair.
At least with those award shows, those are about movies and things like that that actually got made. This thing.
Right. They're trying to prevent it from even coming out.
They don't even want this thing to get greenlit, which is fucked.
Danny, do you want to go see Birth of a Nation with me?
If and when this comes out, we'll be arm in arm in the first row. I'd love to see it. I really would.
I would too, actually. So it's a date?
It's a date.
All right. How we doing on time, Dave?
We're doing good.
Oh, we're good?
We're good.
So what you want to do? You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, shit. You got to stretch.
I'm ready.
Well, so everybody who's our loyal listeners / watchers, Danny had some pretty good homework, I think. You got what? Tell me. Lost Boy.
Lost Boy by Ruth B.
Okay.
Everybody who doesn't know, every week Shay gives me a song that I've likely never heard of.
And likely.
And I have to do my own rendition of it.
Okay.
For better or worse.
Okay, so before you start, I would love to know what you thought of this song.
I really like the song.
Oh! Ding, 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 ding.
And there's like a few reasons why I liked it.
Okay.
One, it's just like a fun, whimsical song.
Mm.
It's like... It also, it's smart. Like, it's unique. You know what I mean? It's like, tells a nice little story. There's a big beginning, the middle, the end,
right.
Which I like.
Uh-huh. Melody.
One thing I don't really understand is why there's a girl singing it.
I know. Milan asked me that, too.
I asked Milan that this morning.
She's like, it doesn't make any sense. All right, well, we're in an imaginary world.
But all in all, fun song. It also reminds me, because I'm a sucker for, like, music from the past. This reminds me of something that would have come out in like 1966.
Oh, you think?
I think so.
Okay.
Like some beatnik chick would sing this. You know what I mean?
Did you get a glimpse of her?
I did. Oh. She's cute.
Ah, I figured that would
But I didn't know how old she was.
Oh, so that kind of...
Yeah, you always pump the brakes. Oh. If she looks 16, she's probably 16. You step back.
Oh, okay.
I'm not Roman Polanski.
Well, she's... ass. But she's
or
20...
Woody Allen.
Or Nate
Parker.
That was dirty. That was a little low. But she was 21, so she's legal.
Oh, grass on the field, play ball.
Yeah, why not?
That's what I say.
All right, so.
So.
You ready? Oh, you got to get a little sippy sip.
It's a dry basement. The orange basement's dry.
It's hot as fish grease down here.
My shirt is sticking to me. Degree of difficulty right there. All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
Here we go. There was a time when I was alone, nowhere to go and nowhere to run. My only friend was the man in the moon, and even sometimes he would go away too. Then one night I closed my eyes, I saw a shadow flying high. He came to me with the sweetest smile, told me he wanted to talk for a while. He said, Peter Pan, that's what they call me.
Right.
I promise that you'll never be lonely. Never since that day. I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run! run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free.
All right.
He sprinkled me in pixie dust and told me to believe, believe in him and believe in me. Together we will fly away in a cloud of green to beautiful destiny. As we soared above the town that never loved me, I realized I finally had a family. Soon enough we reached, yeah, Neverland. Peacefully my feet hit the sand. And ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free.
All
right. Neverland is home to lost boys like me.
Why?
And lost boys like me are free.
Danielson. That was pretty good, Danny.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It kind of felt like that was your lane.
That is my lane.
Yeah.
Chill, four chords.
I love that song.
I like it too.
Very nice.
Whoever wrote it, we got to do the research. Like, that's a cool song.
You don't think Ruth B. wrote it?
I don't know. If Ruth B. wrote it, more power to her. Yeah. I dug it.
Ruth B. is about that life.
She, yeah.
Yeah.
That's her lane, too.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that. Like, that's a song that fits her. It's stripped down. Also, I would like to say, whenever there's a song you give me without something made electronically.
Okay. Oh, you like that?
I'm a fan. This is piano.
Right.
Chill. I like that shit.
You don't like auto-tune, huh?
Ugh.
No. You know, I've been kind of being nice to you lately.
There's no need to be mean.
Well,
we're talking about all this harmony within the races and shit.
Listen,
you don't got to be mean.
Harmony in the races. What do you want? Ebony and ivory?
Shit.
One day. Listen. A lot of people have been hitting me up asking me to let you do a hip hop joint. Like, we want to hear hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. But I didn't give you your grade for today.
Okay, you're right.
Are you ready for your grade?
I'm ready.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Today, you're going to get an A.
Whoa!
I think you did a damn good job today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
When I say a damn good job, there's only one reason why you didn't get an A+.
Because?
That high note was a little pitchy. Just a little.
All right, Randy. If you get a humidifier in this orange basement, maybe we could talk.
I see the sweat beads.
Oh, they're beads.
I see the sweat beads. All right, but, you know, just a tad.
Thanks.
But other than that,
thanks.
It was definitely A-worthy.
I appreciate it. Glad you enjoyed it.
You're very welcome. So your homework.
Yes.
So you're off next week.
I'm off next week.
I'm possibly off next week.
Right.
So we're talking about the week after.
Yep.
Your homework is going to be,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to spare you again, because this is melodic.
Let's get to that, because we have a minute or two.
All right, go.
Why are you sparing me? Are you sparing me because this is stuff you want to hear me do? Or are you doing it to spite the Lachey Show universe?
Oh, no, I would never do that.
Okay, so I'm saying, like, why?
Why am I being nice to you?
Is my time just going to come one day where you're just going to hit me with a lot of hip-hop?
That's what I want to do. I just want to just catch you off guard and just annoy your week.
Okay,
like,
great.
First of all, this is...
Mind you, my birthday is coming up, so you're going to probably fuck me up.
On your birthday.
Great.
Probably.
Great.
But this one is simple.
Okay.
This is a song that I happen to, I don't know, it's a little bit more than like. I kind of love it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easy.
I kind of love it.
Yeah, it's easy for you.
Okay.
And it's going to be Thinking About You
okay.
by Frank Ocean.
Okay. I've never heard it in my life.
That's what it's going to be. You should definitely come in here. I was going to say and get an A+, but I don't think you're going to get an A+. You know why? Because
there's high notes on the fuck up again.
Oh, that second verse is evil. That second verse is
good.
Evil.
Good. I'm gonna do spoken word on it. I'm gonna fuck
oh,
you
no,
up.
Oh no! Now you're gonna go in the D lane. But anyway, so that's your homework, Frank Ocean. Thinking About You.
Great.
And trust to know that around your birthday time, you're gonna get freaking geometry.
Great.
Gonna probably get algebra. So I think that kind of wraps everything up. I want to give a little shout out to baby bro that came from another state this morning and held us down.
Thank you very much,
David. I appreciate you. His friend is back here snoring because he went out late last
night. Literally snoring.
We're trying to like ignore the snore.
My backing vocals were his snores.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
He's like, he's straight boiling cabbage back here. It kind of reminded me of, you know, I interviewed April Walker not too long ago, and she had brought a friend with her, and he was freaking like, oh God, he was snoring like he was calling the hogs. Like, but anyway, I hope he gets rest. Make sure he gets rest when he gets home. So thank you, Dave. So we out. Don't forget, we got the Lachey Show tees, got the Lachey Show fitteds. Thank you everybody for constantly supporting and tuning us in. Lachey Show on Instagram, Lachey Show on Facebook, Lachey Show on Twitter, Lachey Show on Gmail. Yo, email me and let me know what y'all want Danny to sing too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bring in the algebra. Yeah. That's what we need.
Just no calculus.
Lachey Show on Mixcloud, and of course Lachey Show on brooklynradio.com. Thanks everybody. And Danny, before we go, where you at?
At Danny Love BITW.
BITW?
Best in the world.
Of course.
That's me.
All right, y'all. Thank you. Lachey Show. Lachey Show.